Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open today, 844-967-2789. Well, a predictable outburst from Donald Trump. He was asked just the other day, well, what about this business in New York where the judge says that you, Ivanka, and Don Trump Jr. have to sit for depositions in 21 days in the civil fraud action being brought by Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, for fraudulent valuations of your property. What about that? Trump's response was, quote, all New York judges hate me. Quote, all New York judges hate me. You know, this is reminiscent. You may remember back when he was running and he made those derogatory comments about Mexico and about people that come in and all that. And then he was sued over Trump University for fraud. And he ultimately settled it for $90 million. But the judge in that case was of Mexican descent, Hispanic descent, but he was born in Indiana. Not only was he an American citizen, he was born in this country. He was actually a pretty good judge, and actually, he was a little soft on Trump in that case. A lot of legal people looking at that would say, this guy bent over backwards for Trump. And Trump attacked him, said, quote, I can't get justice from a Mexican judge. Well, first of all, he wasn't a Mexican judge any more than I'm an Irish broadcaster. His ancestors came from Mexico. Secondly, when you ascribe bias to an ethnicity, a religion, or anything, that's one of the most fundamentally un-American things you can do. You know, in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, for instance, that's the federal appellate court. There's 13 of them around the country. They each are responsible for certain states. The Seventh Circuit is responsible for federal cases coming out of Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. All federal decisions, judges, verdicts, judgments that come out of those three states, if you appeal them, you go to Chicago, to the Court of Appeals. In Seventh Circuit, they've several times had people argue that somehow their judges below was biased because of his ethnic or some other background. And they slapped that down, and they should slap that down. If you make an argument like that now in the Seventh Circuit, you're liable to get sanctioned and have to pay attorney's fees. So Trump saying that delegitimizes our judicial system, and it's false. And so now saying all New York judges hate him, what do you mean all New York judges hate him? He's from New York, he's born in Queens. He was born in Queens. He was a New York real estate developer. He was up to his eyeballs in New York. Everybody knows him in New York. What he's really saying is, people who know me hate me. People who know me hate me. Well, first, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't after you. Even paranoids have enemies. However, of all people, Roy Cohn, he was Joe McCarthy's aide, very controversial, colorful character, criminally prosecuted at times, had a famous statement. He said, quote, just because you don't like someone doesn't mean you can't prosecute them. Just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean you can't prosecute them. I mean, you're not conflicted just because you don't like somebody. But secondly, you know, Trump lost New York, obviously, but he got votes in New York. He got, you know, I mean, he got a lot of votes in New York. He's from New York. And not every judge there hates him. And in this particular case, think of the facts of the case. The attorney general, let's say the attorney general sues you or me civilly for fraud because you value your properties for real estate tax purposes very low. But you value the same property when you go to the bank asking for money and pledging collateral very high. That's classic. That's classic fraud. You can't do that. It's actually a criminal offense as well. And she holds off and just goes after him civilly, says, I want your deposition. And he goes, you can't have my deposition. I'm Donald Trump. Well, excuse me. Excuse me. His lawyers argued that he was a protected class of one. A protected class of one. His lawyers also argued that he had presidential immunity. Some of these valuations were before he became president. Some were after. And his organization that did it when he was president, what, the president can commit fraud? Some areas of the world they can. Communist countries, jihadist countries, some African countries, some South American countries. Not in the United States. And all they're asking him to do is give a deposition. And he goes, all the judges in New York hate me. Well, no. And let's just scrub the paranoia out of this thing and move on. He is going to give depositions in 21 days unless he appeals. Of course, he will appeal. He will appeal. That'll tie it up for briefing, oral argument. And that's going to go on a little bit. And then what's going to happen? He's going to lose. And they'll appeal again to the highest court in New York. And a little quirk of nomenclature, the highest court in Wisconsin and in most states is the Supreme Court, Supreme Court of Wisconsin. The highest court in the United States is the U.S. Supreme Court. But in New York, they have a weird thing. The name of their highest court is called the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals. So he'll go to them. He'll file briefs. He'll want to talk. He can chew this thing up for months as we just tick away the clock to the 22 elections. Tick away. But for him to go, all the judges in New York hate me out of petulance. He's letting it get to him, because I'll tell you what, his organization was kept in the lawsuit in Washington, D.C., brought by people, a couple of members of Congress, some police officers, for damages for the insurrection that he ginned up. And he moved to dismiss that also. And it was denied. He and the Trump organization are still in it. If this goes to trial, it's civil, you'll end up paying very, very large damages. He's still down in Georgia, subject to a grand jury for extortion, for election fraud, for calling up Brad Raffensperger, the Republican Secretary of State, and threatening him with criminal prosecution if he didn't forge 580 ballots. And it was taped in a conversation. He's fighting this on all fronts. He's petulant. He's lashing out. But this business, the stupidest thing I've ever seen litigants do, plaintiff or defendant, my entire career, is attack the judge and say he's biased. And he sit there. All that does is anger the judge who's still running your case. If you think there's bias, bring a motion. But you can't bring a motion. Bring a motion to have him tossed off the case and somebody new come in who isn't conflicted. But there better be a very good reason. He has to have a strong financial interest in the case, a conflict of interest. Just saying that everybody in New York doesn't like me, what? Everybody in Washington, D.C. doesn't like you either, and everybody in Atlanta doesn't like you? Nobody likes you? My heart is broken. Nobody likes me. Well, hey, deal with it, Jack. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.